trying to make sure everyone's okay. You're not really thinking about yourself. And I found my sugar to be dropping, and produce and that kind of thing helps to keep your levels where they need to be so that you can be the best for your family and those that might need you. My name is Angela Maggard. I currently live here in Letcher County in the Craft Collie, and I'm originally from Knott County. We were very fortunate. I worked for Mennonite Central Committee, and they had a house, and we're staying in that house up in Craft Collie. Our house is in Sandlick, our original house. So the land around it was completely destroyed, and we lost lots of produce because we were doing some at-home gardening, and we lost everything as far as that goes, and there's molding and stuff like that that's growing in the inside of the house. We had some canned goods that we had gotten from the food pantry the previous week. So that's kind of what we were eating for a couple of days because we were trapped. We couldn't get out. We had a mudslide that covered our driveway, and our road collapsed to get anywhere. So we just ate canned goods and things that didn't require cooking because we didn't have electricity or water or anything like that.
So doing this program where there's free food today, is that something you've taken advantage of?
Oh, most definitely. Because the electricity went off, we lost like hundreds of dollars of food that we had. And the produce went bad that we had tried to take care of. And we're hoping to be able to, you know, make our own items at home with tomatoes and such, and they're rotted now because of all the water and stuff that got up in there. So, yeah, this is very helpful. If you had caught me a few minutes ago, I was standing in line crying because we're very thankful. It means a lot that people would think enough to donate things to you to help your family. We have a family of five, so it's very helpful. I'm pre-diabetic, and diabetes does run in my family, high blood pressure and some other things. And I studied nutrition in college, so I kind of know the things you're supposed to eat. A lot of processed food is not good for you. And that's kind of what they throw at you in a disaster. So it's very, very, I don't know, heartwarming to know that you can get fresh produce.
Yeah, Lord, will you?
I really appreciate them having this here because before it was kind of like you're kind of in survival mode. So you're not really even, you're just trying to make sure everyone's okay and you're not really thinking about yourself. And I found my sugar to be dropping and different things, and I'm trying to grasp at things that are healthy to eat. Produce and that kind of thing helps to keep your levels where they need to be so that you can be the best for your family and those that might need you. It's kind of touch and go. Like, right now we're okay. But in the future, I mean, it's so hard to get enough money to buy what you need to buy. And I have a job. I have a part-time job. And it pays fairly decent, but I know what's available in the area. And sometimes it's hard to get what you need to eat and be able to afford it. Because the price is usually so high that if you're on a fixed income, you cannot afford to buy healthy, even if it is there. We also went to our food pantry, which now is destroyed by the flood. And they were able to give us like protein, like fish and that kind of catfish. And we would put it in our freezer, but all of those items got destroyed. So it's like starting over from ground zero, almost. And we're thankful to have Kane Kitchen, too, because they use local produce to prepare meals. So when we were able to get out, we were so, so thankful that they had hot meals that were good for you.
Was there anything that you wish kind of more people knew about what was going on?
I don't know. I think if they knew how much that neighbors are helping each other. And I don't know if you see the behind the scenes, the children helping their parents. Like I have my daughter that volunteered many hours to help others, even when we didn't have the things that we needed. And just know that we're fighting and we're resilient. And we don't want hand-me-downs. We want a way to survive the long term. So anybody that's willing to help with that, that's greatly appreciated.